Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, the Labor Department released its August jobs figures at 8:30, and they were a bit disappointing. 130,000 new jobs came out in August, much less than what the ADP report we talked about earlier this morning released yesterday, 190,000, and less than the 150,000 expected. But all in all, the markets are not reacting negatively to the news. There was some stuff inside of this report that still bodes well for the economic expansion ahead. We saw wages holding and actually stay steady in this marketplace. We saw that the unemployment rate is still steady at 3.7. I think what's going to have to happen is Wall Street's going to have to digest this report in context to the other good economic news that came out, including the fact that trade talks with China may be underway in October. So not a bad report, and we might also have to wait to see if Wall Street says, is this a result of the Chinese tariffs where businesses are pulling back, or is it just a summer doldrum that we might typically see in August? So not a bad report to end the week. We've had a pretty good week so far with a big one up yesterday. Let's see what happens at the end of today.
All right, Rick, have a great weekend.
Enjoy it, guys.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals at DB Road & Company provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.